I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. If you're serious about softball, and you must be if you're listening to this show, there's a new softball book out you really need to own, and I'm not talking about the one I wrote. I'm talking about Complete Guide to Slow Pitch Softball by husband and wife team Rainer and Julie Martins, who both have doctorates in sports psychology. Rainer has been playing softball for over 45 years. He's in the Senior Softball Hall of Fame, and he has served as a psychology coach in the Olympics. This book is huge. It's 8.5 by 11 with over 300 pages, and it includes a free DVD with over an hour's worth of instruction and training. The video itself is worth the price of the entire package, which is just $24.95. I know I'm sounding like a salesman here, but I'm not connected with the author or publisher except that one of his employees is on my softball team, and I don't make any money on the sales of this book. I just think it's a good book. Here's what I'm saying. When I started playing softball over a quarter of a century ago, I was like most players. I bought a glove, I found a bat cheap at a yard sale, and I showed up at the games. But after a few years, I decided to get more serious about the game, and I tried to read up on it. But I couldn't find anything to read. The few softball books in print were about girls' fast pitch. In fact, that's the main reason I wrote my own book. But my book is more about managing and coaching than playing, and this book fills that gap perfectly. Here are the chapter titles. Part 1, Offense. Hitting Basics, Advanced Hitting, Base Running, Offensive Strategy and Tactics. Part 2, Defense. Pitching, Infielder Skills, Outfielder Skills, Defensive Strategy and Tactics. Part 3, Preparation, Field and Equipment, Physical Preparation, Mental Preparation, First Aid. And Part 4, Coaching, Conducting Practices, and Game Day Coaching. There are also two appendices, one on additional resources, the other a list of softball associations. There are long sections on strategy play, like what each fielder does when the batter hits a single to right with a runner on first, or when the batter hits a grounder to third with runners on first and second. There are excellent discussions on things like when to hit a sacrifice fly, how to bat when you have two outs, and what the odds are you'll draw a walk with various ball strike counts. For example, a batter with a 2-2 count will walk 1-3 times. I do have a few minor issues with the book. For example, most readers will be disappointed in the section on bats. There's a detailed explanation of the physical characteristics of metal and composite bats in general, but no discussion of specific bats. The only bat that is mentioned by name is the Ultra 2, which is illegal for most of us. I would have liked a few pages on popular bats, like the Antivirus, the Freak, the Toxic, the Stealth, and so on. The book also says that composite bats generate greater ball speed than do metal bats. Now, if you're comparing a Mayhem to a hammer, you're right, but there are a lot of metal bats out there that can hold their own with the composites. And with the 98-mile-per-hour bat restrictions many leagues enforce, it really doesn't matter, because both metal and composite bats are held to the same limits. Now, I'm a pitcher, so I was especially interested in the section on pitching. There's a lot of space devoted to the curveball, 3 full pages explaining the physics of the pitch, with discussion of Bernoulli's principle and the Magnus force. But really, how much does a slow-pitch curve actually move? There are two main reasons a baseball curves. One, it is moving very fast into the air, creating the equivalent of a 70-mile-per-hour wind right into the ball. If you've ever hung your arm out a car window at a high speed, you know how difficult it is to keep it moving straight. And two, a baseball has raised stitches that hit the air current like a fan blade. That increases the curvature of the ball. Since a softball is pitched in a slow, lazy arc, and the ball itself has flat seams, there's very little opportunity for the ball to curve. The only time I've seen a slow-pitch ball curve was when it had a big assist from a strong wind. Another page is devoted to throwing a backspin pitch, which is a very hard pitch to master. But in the end, it says, some think the backspin pitch is difficult to hit, but there is no physical reason this would be true. So I'd say skip on this pitch. My favorite pitch is the knuckleball. The grip they show looks awkward to me. I simply dig all 4 of my fingers into the seam and then throw with a stiff elbow and wrist, swinging my entire arm from the shoulder. If you don't like the grip the book recommends, try mine. The rest of the book is absolutely excellent. It covers everything. And my minor gripes shouldn't stop you from getting a copy. I say without reservation that this is the first book ever published that really serves all the needs of a slow-pitch softball player. Thanks for listening. For more softball tips, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.